So again, so just to review, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, Perek Aleph, that lists off Esek Kedusha saying, the 10 levels of Kedusha. First level of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mekol HaRotzes, then Ayorot HaMekofes Chayma, Mamek Kedush, then the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is Mamek Kedush, then that, and the Harabai is Mamek Kedush, and so on and so forth. So the Tosefta in Kelim, Perek Aleph, goes into more details, that there are parts of Chutz Lartz that have Kedusha. So it says that Surya has a status half like Eretz Yisrael, half like Chutz Lartz. Half like Eretz Yisrael, it says that it's Chayev is b'maisa b'shviyis ki Eretz Yisrael. Two lines from the bottom of Ches Manal. Chayev is b'maisa b'shviyis ki Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like it's min ha-Torah, just like Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha min ha-Torah. So too, Suri has Kedush Menater. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's an old machloikis, hatanoim, but they kibish yochid shmei kibish, kibish yochid lav shmei kibish, and we paskin not like this, Tosef and Galen. We paskin the kibish yochid lav shmei kibish, that Suri is only chayiv, and shumas amaisis midirabonim. But there's one din that even though this Tosef holds that Suri has Kedush Sosorets Menater, there's one din that is mamish dino, not mamish, that's almost dino legamre kuchutzlot, namely tumas eretz amish. Why did they introduce a Tumas Eretz Amim in the Rabbanon? It's not a Din Menader. Why did they declare that all of Chutz Loretz has the status like a Beis HaKvaris? There's such a Din Menader Rabbanon. So the Rishonim give two suggestions. One suggestion is because of all the Meisei Mabul, that the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. And then the other suggestion is because the Nochem are just not careful about where they bury bodies. Eretz Yisrael was inhabited by Nochem for so many years, also nobody was careful. I don't know. They didn't want to be guys of Tuma in Eretz Yisrael because of Chavivas Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laretz, these are the two suggestions. Yeah, what's L'may Nafkemina? What's the reason why whether they were guys of Tuma on Chutz Laretz because of the Meisei Mabul or because the Nochem are not careful where they buried the Meisim? So Tosfos and Chesam and Beis, the Memaschah, the Gozru, Tosfos refers you, it says Yevam is Dav Samachalaf on the side of the Tosfos. And Yevam is Dav Samachalaf, there is a Machlek Zab Shimon by Yechoi and Achachomim, where the Kivre Yakam Amitami Ba'ohel, there are three levels of Tumah, there's Tumas Maga, Tumas Masa, and Tumas Ohel. So if you have a dead sheriz, a mouse, one of the Shemayna Shorts, Mahamad Matar is an Achbar, so dead mouse, a live mouse is not metame. A dead mouse is metame only b'mago. It's not metame b'masa. If you have meat in the A and P, that's not geshochten, so that's metame nivlas behema. Nivlas behema v'chay, that's metame b'mago u'b'masa. And if you have mace odom, that's metame b'mago b'masa u'b'yoham. So maga, if you have a dead mouse, so if you touch the mouse, be a dime, that's metame. What if you pick up the mouse trap? And you carry the mouse and you throw it out in the garbage. That's masa. So masa, a dead mouse is not metame b'masa. It's only metame b'maga. It's not metame b'masa. Even if it's metame b'maga, it doesn't apply to kohan. The kohanim are only prohibited from coming in contact with meis odom, not with nivlas beima, not with nivlas sheretz shmona shvatz. There are sources some want to say that kind of mamu is around Tumas Sheretz, but that's not the accepted opinion. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch says only on Meis Adam. So the Gemara has, so let's say if I'll pick up a package of meat in the AMP, non-kosher meat, so even though the package is wrapped and I'm not touching the meat itself, there's no mago, but there's still masa. So Nivlas Behema V'chaya is Metame B'maga B'masa. And then Nivlas Adam, it says in Chumash, is Metame B'maga B'masa B'yoham. Hisit, right. Hisit is considered Masa. Noga is if I'm touching with my bare hands to the thing itself. What if I'm wearing gloves or there's a sheet on top of the dead body? So if I push the dead body, that's Masa. Masa is not only if I carry it. Hisit means if I pushed it, I made it move. So that's also considered a form of Masa. So, Meise Akum is a machlekes hatanoim. The pasuk says, where does it have about Tumas Meis? Metami Bohel, Odom. Odom ki Omis Bohel, in the beginning of Pashas Chukas, that if you come in contact with a Meis, you can't just go to the mikveh. Usually a person is Tumah, he goes to the mikveh. If a person is to a high level of Tumah, he has to wait 7 days and he goes to the mikveh. Sometimes he has to wait Shivinikim and then go to the mikveh. But you go to the mikveh, that's the end of the story. So by Meis Adam, that's not the end of the story. You have to have Hazah Shlishi Shvi, and then you can go to the mikveh to become Tohar. So the Pasuk says that Adam is Metamei Bohel. So it says, Zosator Adam ki Yom is Bohel. So Reb Shimon Baichoi makes a drasha, Adam, Atem Kurim Adam, Einu Musaylam Kurim Adam. That a Nochri is only Metamei B'maga B'masa, is not Metamei B'adam. That's what the Gemara said B'feirish there in Yevamos. That a Meisei Akum, according to Reb Shimon, is only Metamei B'maga B'masa, it's not Metamei B'adam. That's a Shaila. If they didn't, now there's a question, do we pass like Reb Shimon or not? Normally you should say Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. We should pass like the Chachamim. They may say Akam Ametami Ba'oha. So the Raman paskins like Reb Shimon and Taisis paskins like the Chachamim. That's the Shaila Halacha L'Maisa. Is a Koyin prohibited to come in contact with Meisei Akam Ba'ohel? So the Pashtus is that if you hold like the Rambam, if you paskin like the Rambam, they may say Akam Ametami Ba'ohel, so there's no Isser. That's all Pi Pashtus. And then Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba and the Ramah both say that the proper practice should be to be machmir, not to come in, Kohanim should not come in contact with Meisei Yakum, even Bo'ohel. Some of the Achronim there, the Pizchei Tshuva quote, some of the Achronim say it's not just the proper practice of Amidas Chasidus or Chumra to be Choshish Vashitas HaTesis, but we should really paskin like Tesis. Ashkenazim should paskin like Tesis. Sfardim should follow the Rambam, and Ashkenazim should follow Tesis. Okay, that's what the Pizchei Tshuva quotes such a position, but that's not usually assumed to be the case. We usually assume, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Meisei Yakum are not Metamei Bo'ohel, and it's a Chumra, that the Kohen shouldn't come in contact with the Meisei Yakum. So here, Tosfos says, if one would adopt the Shita of Reb Shimon, that Meisei Yakum are not Metamei Bo'ohel, and one should assume, why did the Chachamim introduce a din of what motivated the Chacham to introduce the din that Chutz La'aretz is metame like a cemetery? So the Rishonim had two suggestions. One is because of the Meisei Mabul, and the other suggestion I think is the Tosfos and Nozi says because they killed so many Jews, so much Jewish blood spilled all over the world, so many Jewish dead bodies. So are we choshish for Jewish dead bodies? Are we choshish for non-Jewish dead bodies? So if the concern is that you're choshish for the Meisei Mabul, time of the Mabul, there were no Jewish dead bodies. There were no Jewish people at that time. So then the Tumas Eretzam can't be more chomer than Meisei Yakum. So if one holds like Reb Shimon, the Kivrei Yakum are not metamin boil, lo yichmiru al Eretzam if yosem mi Kivrei Yakum atzma. If you say it like that, that's what Tosfos says, yeah. But that's not the accepted opinion. We say Meisei Yakum are not metamei bo'ohel, and we still assume that Chutz La'aretz is metamei bo'ohel. Not only if you handle the offer, not only if you touch it is metamei b'maga, not only if you push it is metamei b'masa, even if you're mahilan, let's say I go horseback riding. I ride on a horse. So that's ohel, so we say that Chutz La'aretz is metamei ba'ohel as well. That's a problem. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that a Kohen is not permitted to go into Chutz La'aretz. A Kohen goes to Chutz La'aretz like a Kohen going into a cemetery. Or even if a Kohen was born in Chutz La'aretz, he has to run as soon as possible to Eretz Yisrael. So that's a question Rabbi Kivegi raises in Yoridei. How come that's not the common practice today? That's very common there. You go to the Maris HaMachpelo, nobody gets, the Kohen doesn't get the first Aliyah. There is no Kohen in the Maris HaMachpelo. So how come Chutz La'aretz, there are Kohanim and all the shuls getting the first Aliyah? How did Kohanim go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? A lot of Kohanim go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So that's a problem. So Rabbi Kivegi refers you to one of the Achrayim who gives a suggestion that since the din of Tumas Eretz Amim is only Midirabban, it's not a real din d'Oraisa, so the Kohanim rely on the Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid sounds like he says that if the Kohen had already been Mitami to a Mace previously, and by coming in contact with this Mace today, he's not really being Mace of Tumal to Masai, he's Tomei for 7 days anyway, he needs Azosh Shlishi Shvi, and he doesn't have any Paraduma water. If he has Paraduma water, he could have had his Azor Shlishi Shvi earlier. He could have had Azor Shlishi today. He went to a funeral. The Kohen's father died years ago. So he could have had Azor Shlishi today. And because he goes to another funeral today, so now he postpones the Hasala Shlishi till Tuesday. So if you're Moisif to Malti Masa, the rabbi also agrees that that's an Issa. But the Shulti Giborim on Shavuos quotes from the Rishonim that according to the rabbi, whenever you're not Moisif to Malti Masa, so the rabbi seems to say that it's Mutter. So there's room to say that since today we don't have Eifa Par available, so if the Kohen is Metami to another Mace today, he's not being Moisif to Malti Masa. So that's what the minig is lahaka like that. Yeah, the problem being that we're not so convinced that that's what the Ravid said. Even if the Ravid says something about if the coin is not Moshe Tum Al Timas, he says that he doesn't get Malkus if he's Metame Lameis. So when he writes he doesn't get Malkus, he means that it's Mutal Letame. It means that it's an Avera, but it's not the, like a Chatzishir of an Avera. It's not the Avera Bishlei Musa. So that's why he means to say you don't get Malkus. So that's what the Mishla Melech writes. He's not so sure what the Kavanah Ravid is. The Ravid is in Hilchis Nazir, Hilchis Naziris. The Gemara has a discussion about Moshev Tum Al Timos and Masechis Nazir regarding a Nazir. But the Dinim of Nazir and Koyin are the same. And the Mishlei Melech is not there in Hilchis Nazir. The Mishlei Melech is in Hilchis Ovil, where the Rambam quotes the Dinim of Tumas Kohanim, that a Koyin is not allowed to come in contact with a mace. The Mishlei Melech writes he's not so sure what the Ravid means, whether the Ravid meant to say that it's Mutar Legamre, if you're not Moshev Tum Al Timos. The rabbi meant to say that it's not the Yisra B'Shlei Musa, it's just the Chatzi Shir. And that's what we mentioned. Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva writes that his Rebbe Rav Nasnadla, I was there, he writes, when my Rebbe Rav Nasnadla showed in Rabbi Yehuda the Sefer by the rabbi, the Tmim Daim, that the rabbi writes Beferish, that he meant to say there is an Yisra Derais, it's just that there's no Malkus. Then Rabbi Yehuda writes that. And the Dogam Levav, the Ha'oris of the Rabbi Yehuda, and the side of the Yerideya, so he writes that somebody brought to his attention that it would appear that the Ravid never said that it's Mutter, the Ravid just meant to say that there's no Malkus. So somebody, that's what the Chassam Sofer writes, somebody was somebody very important. My Rebbe, he says, Rav Nosson Adler, and I was there, and he showed him in a Tmim Deim. Not just that it's a possibility. The Ravid himself writes like that. He just meant to say that there's no Malkus. So that leaves you with a big question mark. So how do we have Kohanim getting Aliyahs and all the shuls and chutzlas, like in Maris HaMachpel, what's going on? How come the Kohanim don't leave there? It's Yisrael. The Maris HaMachpel has
no Jews.
Taisus asked that kasha. Taisus, in the end of Cheskes Habatim, the Gemara tells you, Rabbi Bano, What did he do for a living? Have a mitzayin ma'arta. He was mitzayin. He put signs around the Maris HaMachpelah. Ad kan the Kohanim allowed to go, and then not allowed to go further. So Tosfos asks the kasha, what do you mean mitzayin ma'arta? The Gemara says in the beginning of Ma'ikotin, you only have to make tziyunim. Ein oisim tziyunim lekvarim, unless the kever is metami ba'ohel. If the kever is not metami ba'ohel, so the kohen can go on top of the whole kever. What's the problem? So Tosfos checked that kasha. The others were going, so they're not metami ba'ohel. So what's the problem?
Tosfos doesn't pass like a shiur. What's his asking? Tosfos passed in the
Okay, they're asking according to that sheet. So Tosfos gives one answer. Well, Adam Arishan was buried there. His name was Adam. Pasuk says Adam Kiyom is boy. Adam Arishan died. That's one teretz that Tosfos gives. Adam Arishan was Adam. Then Tosfos gives another teretz that the pasuk. There's a pasuk that refers to Avraham Avinu as Adam HaGadol Ba'anokim. Avraham Avinu is referred to as Adam. That's what the Ramban says, and the Chidush Ramban and Baba Basra. He said, what do you mean? The Ovis were going. What are they talking about? The Ovis Kodem HaTor were Jewish. From the time that Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Milo, that was his geiris. He became Jewish at that time. That's the famous Mishlei Melech has an essay, in the Sefer Parashas Drachim, where he talks about the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban, whether the Ovis Kodem HaTor Torah had a din of Bnei Noach and they had a din of Yisroel. The Ramban holds, he quotes a different Ramban and a different Tosfos, but this is the same thing, that the Ramban on the Gemara thinks that the Ovis Kodem HaTor Torah had a din of Yisroel. And the Tosfos seems to be asking this question within Reb Shimon, assuming that the Ovis had a din of Bnei Noach. Yeah.
Isn't there, I think it's not an answer based on the Ramban or the Torah, but I think I saw somewhere that a Kohen can go to Maris HaMachpelah because it's a deacon. And
right. That's there was such a practice that Kohanim used to go to the Maris HaMachpelah. So the Maharil, who lived a long time ago, when the Maharil lived, in the 1400s, so the Maharil is very opposed to that, and he says that that's a misunderstanding of the Medrash. That the Medrash says that Kibbet Tzadikim Meinim Mitamim just means that just like if a person dies, so the Zayin Kroivim are permitted and obligated to be Mitamim Mason, Lo Yitama, if it's a parent or it's a sibling or it's a child or a spouse, so the Kohen is permitted and obligated to be Mitamim. So if the Gemara says if a big Talmid Chacham dies, so the Gemara says, Nasi Shemes Hakol Kroivov. Everybody is considered his relative. How can everybody be his relative? Hakol Kroivov is Alkadaitach. Ella Hakol Kroivov. Everybody has a din like Kroivim. That everyone is, even the Kohanim, are permitted and obligated to participate in the Kvur. So that's what it means. That Kibbet Tzadikim Meinim Etamim does mean after they're dead and buried. No, after they're buried, and let's say a Kohen wants to go visit his father's kever on the yard site. He's not allowed to go. The Kohen is only permitted to be Metamim to design Kroivim. Letzorech HaKvura, up until the Kvura, the time when the Kvura is finished, he's not allowed to be Metame anymore. That's what the Rambam writes. If you have to bury the Kohanim at the edge of the cemetery, because they're going to bury the Kohen in the middle of the cemetery, how are the relatives going to get back out? Once they finish the Kvura, so they're not allowed to walk next to all the other graves. As soon as they finish the Kvura, they have to stop being Metame to this mace and to all other mace. And Kozman, they're holding on to their mace. They're carrying their mace, so they're allowed to go in, even though there are other mace there at the time. There's no Tosefis Tuma. But once they bury their mace, so then they're not allowed to be in Mitami to other mace.
But isn't that only according to the Rambam's understanding of Mosif Tuma al Tumas, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, since it's the same day, it wouldn't be a problem?
According to the Ravid, yeah. According to the Ravid, the same day wouldn't be a problem, right. But that is the Minig. The Minig is that Kohanim are buried the edge of the cemetery. So that's what Tosis writes in the end of Ksubis. The Rab Chaim Kohen was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says if he would have been there in town the day that Rabbeinu Tam died, he was a Kohen, Rab Chaim Kohen. So he says he would have participated in the funeral, because the Gemara says there that when Rebbe died, Yom Shemes Rebbe Batla Kuhuna, because Rebbe was the Nasi, he was the chief rabbi, so everybody, including the Kohanim, had to be Metami to the Mace. Yeah, but that's only at the time of the Kvura. But after the Kvura took place already, then there's no heter to be Metame to the Mace. So that's what the Maharil complains about. Why there was such a practice. There's still such a practice, Adayam Azeh, that some Kohanim do go visit the Mara Samachpin. But it's not right. We assume that the Kivet Tzadikim Meinim Metamim just means at the time of the Kvura, everyone is permitted and obligated to participate in the Kvura, even though it's going to be Tumah.
Would there be for Kohanim a difference in different parts of Europe, like you know, Eastern Europe, where we know Jews for many years? Would that be like more austere than Middle America, let's say, for Kohanim? Because there's a rule or something there?
I mean, it would depend on the reason. Whether the reason is because there's so many Jewish dead bodies buried there, or the reason is because of the Mesem Abel. I don't know. It should be, in Shulchan Aruch they don't draw such a distinction. Yeah. So Tosis here points out.
So what's the terrorist of Ricky Dager's kasha?
It's a big problem. I'm not a Kohen, I can be very machmeh. But the Kohanim should try to come up with a better heta. So the heta that Rabbi Gvega just mitzayin to look in the Marikash. That's all the Marikash says, that they all rely on the Ravid. What Ravid? One Ravid. There is no Ravid. The Ravid never said that it's muta. The Ravid just says, ain't a loike. The Ravid says, the one who wants to insist the Kohen should get Malkus, all of Harayah. Let him prove it. So we're not going to give him Malkus, but still the Ravid says that it's also. So what's the heta to rely on? I don't know.
If there's a Kohen in
Ma'aseh
Machpelah, should you give him the Kohen Aliyah, or should
he not? The Pashta says that he's not supposed to be there. See?
If he's there. Let's say he said, his rabbi said he could go, because he told you this.
So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. After the Melchemet Shesh Taimim, when they got that area back from the Arabs, so the discussion began then whether anyone's allowed to go into the Maras HaMachpelah because it's a mosque. You're not allowed to go into a mosque. So there was a big debate about that. And then there was a debate about Kohanim. So the Tzitz Eliezer quotes someone who wrote the Sefer that the building was, the structure of the Maras HaMachpelah was built in such a way that the tomb of the Mesim shouldn't go up. Had the one who wrote this tshuva wasn't there when they built Maris HaMachpelah, how does he know? I don't know. So some claim that Kohanim are permitted to go there. Yeah, if a guy relies on a shita, on a legitimate shita, so you can't penalize him. The Mishnah has a din that if a kohen, Mishnah says in Pchoiris, if a kohen is matam el meisim, if a kohen is married to a grusha, he violates the kohuna dekadinim, so you're not allowed to let him be makar of karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash. That's a penalty mid the rabbanim. So some rishonim, most of the kohenim hold that that penalty is only that you don't allow him to be makar of karbonis, doesn't apply to other dinim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minority opinion, has adopted the minority opinion, that if the kohen is married to a grusha, the kohen goes to the cemetery, you're not allowed to give him the first aliyah either. Mishnah Berurah writes, he's surprised. Why the Shulchan Aruch was machmer? Because Rov HaRishon, Rov HaGoinim wrote Lahakal, that the penalty only applies to Avodas HaKarbonos, doesn't apply to getting the first aliyah. Yeah, but if he relies on a shita that's mekel, so you can't give him a penalty. You don't give a penalty if the person relies on it. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says.
If somebody relies on the Rambam and it's okay,
you go into the Parashah Machpelah. The Kirei Akam Anat Matame Ba'el. No, that seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara says they were Mitzayin the Ma'orah. So the Pashtus is, for whatever the explanation is, that Rabbi Banoah was Mitzayin the Ma'orah. He made the Tziyun, he made up signs that they're not allowed to go. So from the Gemara it seems that they're not, Kohanim are not allowed to go. Whatever the explanation is, but that's what it seems from the Gemara.
So then why is they only, why did Rabbi say that we only do a Chumrah, but it's not Midian? It's a Midian, it's not Shnei
Gemara.
Rabbi said
that Pesach Yubur,
it's
Midian
also,
but Midian. By Meisei Yakum, maybe over here, Adam Arishan is Adam, and maybe Avraham Avinu is Adam, and maybe the obvious
Kodim Adam Torah. Avraham is called Chilo Lederim.
So he was Jewish, yeah. See here the Gemara in Nazir here, the previous Tosis, Ela Beretzamen, the Gemara in Nazir Nun Dalanam and Beis uses the same expression that it appears over here. But Tosis points out the usage of the expression is totally different. The words have a different meaning. There the Gemara discusses, Tosis quotes in Nazir Nun Dalan, Eretzamen Mishum Gusha Gazrala or Mishum Aviru Gazrala. The Gemara says Gusha versus Avira. The Gemara by us also has Gusha versus Avira, but it means something totally different. Our Gemara is assuming that Surya has Kedusha Saretz Benatur, a Kibish Yochesh Shmei Kibish. Yeah, but Surya is considered Aratzas on the surface. That's where you have the bottom two lines in the Tosis on Chesam and Aleph. Tosis quotes on the Sifrei, the end of Parsha Sekev, the word kol is a rebus. It's marbi even chutzlort. So at the time of the Mabul, Surya was not part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mabul did affect Surya. So Surya is included in the Gzeira de Rabbanon of Tumas Eretz Amin. But because Surya has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and not Torah, that's what this Braisa holds. So therefore, they were a little bit more lenient in Surya than they were in the rest of chutzlort. When you get to what? The rest of Chutzlorts, the Gemara says, there were only Gozer, Beretzam, Gozer, Al-Gusha, V'Al-Avira. Avil B'Surya, Al-Gusha, Gozer, Al-Avira, Le-Gozer. In Surya, there were only Gozer, Al-Gusha, there were not Gozer, Al-Avira. So what does it mean, Gusha? What does it mean, Avira? So if you read our Gemara, Gusha means Maga and Masa. If I touch the offer, so I assume that the offer may be powder from a dead body. Part of him, dead body, strictly speaking, is not metame. But that was part of the gzer. That's a chumer med the rabban here. So if I touch gusha, I say I became tame. If I'm wearing gloves and I push the gush, so that's also, it's metame b'magam masa. Alavira loy gozru, then whenever gozer in Surya, that you're tame avir. The Gemara, but the rest of chutz lords, every gozer, not only on gusha, means magam masa, magan hesed, they're also gozer on avira. The Gemara in Nazir Daf Nun Dalid knows that there were Gozer on Avira in all of Chutzlars. But the Gemara has a suffix within Avira. Beturis, what were the Gozer on Avira? Is it Beturis that you mahil on the Gush? Or is it Beturis you are in Chutzlars? Lamaynaf Kamina. What if you are in Chutzlars, but you're in a building that's Chutzitz Bifnei Atuma? Let's say there's a building on the border. Half of the building is in Eretz Yisrael, half of the building is Chutzlars. It's not an oil zarek, it's not a moving oil. And the fellow is on the rooftop of one of the buildings in Eretz Yisrael, then he goes to the rooftop of the building of Chutz Lortz. So he was never mitamei if Avir of Chutz Lortz is mitamei because you're mahil on the gush, So he's not ma'al on the gush. The floor in the building, it's a 20-story building. So all the floors are chaytzis b'fnei atuma. So he's not tummy. But if you say that the tuma of avir and chutzlords is not b'toras mahil on the gush, but rather b'toras being in chutzlords, so he is in chutzlords. He left the borders of Eretz Yisrael and he entered chutzlords. So that's what Tosfos points out in Dibra Maschel Ela Beretz Amim. The Gemara knows that they were gozer and avir, but the Gemara is mesupit b'toras what? It's a chakira. What's the gather hadin of avir? Mishum gush and mishum de mahel ala gushu, v'asu chacham ki mahel ala meis. And if we'll go b'shida teve migdala b'chaytzis b'ifnei atuma, oidim al haver atzmo, because you are in chutzlo, it's not because you're mahel on the gush. That's the meaning of the phrase there. The Gemara knows in Nazir Daf Nun Dalet that Chutz Loretz is Metami Ba'avir. They're just not sure whether the Avir is Betoras Mahil on the Gush or Betoras being in Chutz Loretz. V'hocha B'shmaita, and in our Gemara, the terms have a different usage. The words mean something else. In Surya, the Gemara says there were only guys on Gusha, there were never guys on Avira. So the word Gusha means there were guys on Maga and Masa, and Avir, there were never guys at all. However you understand Avir, whether Mahel on the Gush or being in Chutz Loretz, they simply were never gozer at all. So that's what Tosis points out. The expression has a different meaning in our Gemara. Then the next Tosis has Akasha.
What is the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph from Tumas Meis?
Yeah.
He says that once he's Nichnas Rosha Berubay in Teretz Am, and then he's Tamim Mishum Eretz Am.
Yeah.
What is that?
Mean, like Taisu says, if it's mahil on the offer, so if I stick my pinky in, I should be mahil on the offer, yeah? Let's say I'm standing outside, and there's a mace inside the building, and I stick in one finger into the building. So I become tummy. So the pashtus is that the Rambam is saying that the Eretz Amim is not mitami because you're mahil on the gush, but rather because you are a chutzlor. So that depends on Rosh HaVeruba. Shouldn't depend on an etzba. That's what Taisu is there. He writes that in Afkamina. Tosis and Nozer Daf Nun Dalet writes that in Afkamina. Do you need Rosh HaVeruba to be in Chutzlords because they were Metame, one who is in Chutzlords? Or no? Even an Etzba will be Metame because it's your Mahel on the Gush. And Mahel on the Gush be Etzba is also Tame. Tosis has a Kasha in it. And Tosis, the Gozra Gusha, they're bothered with a Kasha from the Mishnah and the Holos. It says, Ve'ele Metame b'magam mas, ve'ele Metame b'ohel. A mace, Adam, is metami b'maga b'masa u'biyohel. So where do you have a tumas mace, which is not metami b'ohel? So it's a etzem kiseora. If you have a bone from a human body, let's say a Jewish body, they say akum is a shaila if it's metami b'ohel. Let's say you have a bone, the volume of a barley grain, seora, is very tiny. Very tiny. Etzem kiseora is metami b'maga b'masa. But in order to be metami b'ohel, you have to have much more than an etzim kisur. You have to have rov atzomis, either rov binyan or rov minyan. How many atzomis are there in the human body? So the Gemara says there are ramach evarim. So there are 248 evarim, and an eva by definition means basa gidin v'atzomis. So this is one eva, this is a second eva, this is a third eva. Whenever you have a full bone with gidin v'atzomis there, so that with the basar and gidin, in addition to the etzim, so that's defined as an avim. So there are 248 bones in the body, the Gemara assumes. So the roiv minion of 248 would be 125. No? 124 would be exactly half, but you want to have roiv, you have to have 125. That's if you're adding up together all these tiny little bones. You have teeny weeny bones. What if you have the long bones, let's say the leg bones? So if you have the leg bones, that covers roiv binyan of the body, so then you don't need roiv minyan. The Mishnah has either roiv binyan or roiv minyan. Roiv minyan means the 248 bones, you have to have 125 to have the roiv of the minyan, or roiv binyan, the roiv and the height of the body. Or if you have shedra v'gulgulis. Shedra v'gulgulis is also not roiv binyan or roiv minyan, and it's still netami ba'oihel. But if you just have an etzim kisoira, so that even if it's so tiny, etzim kisoira, it's metami b'maga b'masa, but it's not metami boil. In order for bones to be metami boil, you have to have more than that. Then it says Eretz Amim. It's another example. Eretz Amim is metami b'maga b'masa, not metami boil. So Tosfos says, how can it be? But the din is all of Eretz Amim. The one exception to the rule is Surya. even though Surya is Keretz Yisrael min HaTorah, according to this Tana, but Surya was included in the Mabul, because at the time of the Mabul it wasn't yet in Scottish. David HaMelech was, it was from the Eretz Yisrael, and the time of the Mabul it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, so it was affected by the Mabul. So the Gemara says that in Surya there's no Tumah of Avir, but in the rest of Chutz Lortz there is Avir. So how can the Mishnah say, how can the Mishnah in a Holos, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, give an example of Eretz Amim is Metame B'Magam Masa, not Metame B'Oyel? Then is not true. So Tesis gives two suggestions. The two suggestions depend on the two tzdodim of the Sufik in the Gemara, Nazir, Daf Nun, Dalaram, and Beis. The Gemara wasn't sure what's the Geder HaDin, what's the nature of the Din of Eretz Amim, that it's Metame Ba'avir. Is it because you mahil on the Gush? Is it because you mahil on the Gush? Or is it because you are in Chutz Lortz? It's not because you mahil on the Gush. So what does Tosis give a suggestion? First they say, Ikra Beni Ankel Mirolans, the Kasha, it's a Beferish Gemara here that Eretz Amim is Metame Ba'avir, it is Metame Ba'ohel. Tirits the Mar Ba'afar Abba Michutz Lortz Lortz, Va'amahil Olov, Vahamayil Olov, Delo Metame, the Mishim Aver Atzma Gozru, according to that one, the Gemara is not sure in Nazir Dafnu Dalit. The din is in the rest of Chutz Lortz leaving out Surya. The rest of Chutz Lortz is Metami Ba'avir. Is it because you mahal on the Gush? Or is it because you are Nimtza B'Chutz Lortz? So Tosis suggests, this Rabbi Yankim Meirlan suggests, maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah. He's taking Afar Chutz Lortz into Eretz Yisrael. So he's mahal on the Gush, but he's not nimtza b'chutz lortz. Echit nimtza. He's mahil on the gush, but he's not nimtza b'chutz lortz. If you should assume the mishum aver atzma gozer, v'lo mishum aver al gush. If you should assume like that, but that's totally in the two tzedim and the gemara sofik and nozer daft and dal. Gemara doesn't resolve it. So the first answer that the Tosfos gives is a half an answer. We're not so sure that the answer is correct. Then Tosfos says, well, it doesn't read straight anyway. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah says Eretz Amim. It doesn't say Afar Eretz Amim. Vein Loshen Eretz Amim Mashmakein. It wouldn't appear from the Mishnah like that. It says the Eretz Amim is only Metame B'Maga B'Masa. Eile Metame B'Maga B'Masa Vein Metame Boil. Eretz Amim is called Afar Eretz Amim Habol Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't fit into the words. So how can you say better? Ach Yishloimus, on the second wide line, says Ach Yishloimus, maybe we'll touch up this answer of the Rabbeinu Yachmir Landar. Kigon Sheish Daf or Gesher. There's the three different types of Ohil. The one Ohil is if I'm Mahil on top of the mace. There's a mace on the ground, then I jump over the mace. And there's another Ohil, I'm sitting, minding my own business, and somebody carries a mace on top of my head. Then there's a third kind of an Ohil that Tais is talking about. That's what the Achrayim coined the term, that's Ohil Hamshocha. That I'm over here and the mace is over there, and there's an oil that's nimshach on top of me and on top of the mace. So Tosfos suggests, Ach Yishlam and Markigon, Sheish Daf O Gesher, Sherosh Echad Be'oretz, Rosh Hasheni Bechutz Lortz. Umenochem Kelim, Tachas Rosho, Shebe'oretz. So that's what the Mishnah means to say, Deinim Evi Tumaleim at Tahorim. Yeah. Why is it Tahorim? If you should assume that Eretz Amim is Metame Be'ohel, not because you're mahal on the gush, but rather because you are nimtza b'chutz lortz. Here you are not nimtza b'chutz lortz. Here I, or the kelim that I put under the gesher, or the kelim under the daf, the kelim are in Eretz Yisrael. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. The only thing is that it's a tumas ohel coming from afar chutz lortz. So if one should assume that tumas chutz lortz, that chutz lortz metami ba'ohel, not because mahal alam, gush, but rather because you are nimtza b'chutz lortz. Here he's not nimtza b'chutz lortz. Yeah, but again, this answer is only valid according to the one side of the Gemara Nazi. Inami, Tosfos says right away, we can answer, the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, that you're concerned about Meisei Akum, and Reb Shimon holds that Meisei Akum and not Mentami Boil. So to here, Tosfos gave two answers to satisfy the both possibilities of the Gemara Nazi and Nundalit. Because the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion whether Eretz Amim is Metame Ba'avir Be'ohel means because you're Mahal on the Gush or because you are Nimtza B'chutzlar. So they gave two possibilities. Then they say, V'otiritz Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tezvov, the Gemara has Akasha. The Gemara is working on history there. when the different Tanaim lived. So the Gemara says, Hillel the Shammah lived 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. Then they quote the Zugas lived, the other Zugas lived before. What daf is it? It's Vav. So the Gemara quotes three different sources, but who instituted the Tumas Eretz Amim? When was it instituted? So the Gemara quotes three different sources that it was instituted three different times. So how can it be? So the Gemara answers that different aspects of the Tumas Eretz Amim were introduced at different times, and they came in stages. First there were only Geizer on Gusha, then later there were Geizer on Avira. Then the Gemara has that three stages. There were Geizer, they were even surfing. We even surf in a satruma on Tumas Eretz Amim. Three different stages. So the Rabbeinu Tam answers that maybe that Mishnah in Aholos, very base Mishnah Gimel, that says that Eretz Amim is only Mitamei the Magum and Masa, not Mitamei Ba'ohel, that Mishnah was composed in the middle of the... That Mishnah was composed at the time that they only had the first stage of the Gzeira. O Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah, Kerem Shigazer Al-Avira, Kidamin Perakam Shabbos. Meikar Gazru Anagias Gushvalo Vesulo. They were only Gazer on Magu Masa. They were never Gazer on Ohel. Then that was a later stage, a later Gzera introduced by later Tanoim. The Gemara gives you the three names of the three different Tanoim, the three different stages. So maybe that Mishnah Naholas was Nishnas. It's a Mishnah Keduma was Nishnas at that time, and Rabbi Ranasi left it in for all time's sake, even though it's not Lalocha. We should really update the Psak. There were other Mishnahs that updated stuff. So we know that din is no longer correct. Rabbi Yudanasi left it in because that used to be the din at one time. Okay. Very good. In Shulchan Aruch it says the Mechaber and the Rambam are both right in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim in the end of Yeridaya that even though the din is like Reb Shimon the Meisi Akam and Not Mitamim Ba'ohel, the Shulchan Aruch adapts the position of the Rambam, the Paschim is like Reb Shimon Ba'ichoy there and Yivam Mustav Samachalam, but nonetheless the proper practice should be that Kohanim should not come in contact with Meisi Akam even Ba'ohel. So the son-in-law, the Nesibis, was a Mesnagit. Yesibis and Rabbi Kivega was a Mesnaget, and they used to correspond with each other. So both of them were blessed with sons-in-law who are chassidim. Rabbi Kivega had a son-in-law who was a chassid, and the Nesibis also had a son-in-law who was a chassid. So the Nesibis, the son-in-law, was the Rav and Rach Sachachov. And there was a period of time that the Sachachov Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, was there at the same time as the Sachachov Rav, as the son-in-law of the Nesibis. So one of the things that he quoted a few things in the name of his father-in-law. And they're not so convinced that they make sense. So one thing that Avnei Nezer says, he must have had wax in his ears, he must have had a bad day. It couldn't be that the Nesiva said that. He said when the Torah says you have to salt the Korbanos, I'll call Korban Chatakrit Melach, so he said salt and sugar is basically the same thing, it just has a little different flavor. But basically it's the same thing, so you could be into the mitzvah of Melichas Korbanos by putting sugar on as well. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that that's 100% incorrect. So then, when the Chidush Harim died, I think that's how the story goes. I think when the Chidush Harim was a Chassidish Rebbe, he was the first Ger Rebbe. So when the Chidush Harim died, this son-in-law of the Nesivis delivered a hesped. So he felt that his hesped was so good, he printed it, a separate sefer. How big could the whole sefer be? How long can you deliver a hesped? You have to bury the body. So he printed the whole hesped. But there was a lot of pages. When you print, you have to print, I think, a minimum of 16 pages. Because you have big sheets, and you fold it over. So that's called a boygan, I think. You have to have 16 sheets. So he had empty, it's hardcover. They have it in the library. It's a hardcover safer. But there aren't 16 pages there. Maybe there are 16, but there are 32 pages. So you had a lot of extra space. So Kadesh Allah Lahotzi Hamiyor Cholok, in order not to waste the paper, so he wrote Chidushim on Hilchas Avelus. But this is a hesped, so he wrote. So one of the chidushim he wrote is on this. He said he writes. He heard from his father-in-law in the Nesivis that kohanim are not allowed to be mitame. The mechaber, the Ramah recommend kohanim shouldn't be mitame. They may say yakam ba'ohel. That only means if you're mahil, if the coin is mahil on the mace, or the mace is mahil directly on the coin. But oilam shocha, that's okay. That's never included in why, because oilam shocha is only the rabbon. it's highly questionable. The pashtus is that Olam Shoch is a din deraisa. It's not a din derabban. So that's a big pilpul. The later Achrayim were not so convinced that he heard that straight from his father-in-law either. They think that maybe that's also a chaloimus. So they wrote svarim on that topic, whether it's correct or not. Mishlam Melech raises a different question. If one should assume that Mesa Yaakov are not mitamin ba'ohel like Reb Shimon.
Right, the taste is not like this. That is what first spoken away that the Olam Shachet, if we would be, if we would be machmeh. There would be an
oil,
it would be
time. By chutz lords, yeah, by chutz lords. They don't say about Mesa Yaakov.
Can't be worse. Can't be better.
That was one suggestion. That was Inami. That was one suggestion. The chutz lords can't be worse than Mesa Yaakov, because the reason why they were going to Tumas chutz lords is because of the Mesa Mabel. But according to the other suggestion, I think the Tosis and Nozer has the other suggestion, that they were Goyzer Tumas Erasanim because there are Jewish dead bodies thrown all over the place. I think that's the other suggestion that they have. If we say like that, so then it can be worse than Meseyah. Right, that's the Tosis and Nozer, Nun Dalad on the base. Either they were Goyzer because of the Mesei Mabul, or Mpnei Rov Mi Yisrael Shenergo B'chutz Lords, because there's so many Jewish. There were so many Jewish people killed all over the world, so that's why there were guys that we should remember. We shouldn't forget Jewish history. Yeah. So we say like that, then the Chutz Lord can't be Mohammed and the Mesei Yaakov. The Mishlam Melech in Hilchos Avot, when he talks about Tumas Kohanim, so he quotes the earlier Svarim, who raised the question, if one will follow the position of Rab Shimon, they may sak ma'olim mitame b'magam masa not mitame ba'oil. So will you say that it's like the meat in the A&P? The nevela in the A&P, the besar behem is only mitami b'magam b'masa, not mitami b'ohel. So there's no isa for the kohen to pick up a package of, no isa for the kohen to be mitami to nevela. It's only an isa for the kohen to be mitami to meis adam. But maybe if you have a meis adam, it's not mitami b'ohel, so dina ki behema. So maybe a kohen is not muzo. Should you say, no, it's not the same. If you pick up a package, so you're not Tommy Tumashiva. If you pick up a package of a nevela, you pick up a sheretz, you go to mikveh the same day. If you come in contact with a mace, you need hazor shlishi shvi. Reb Shimon claims that you only need hazor shlishi shvi if it's magam and masa of a mace yakim. If it's soil of mace yakim, not matami boil. But the magam and masa, it's matami tumashiva. It's not matami just tumaserif. So that's a deal in the Mishlam Melech quotes, that one of the Rishonim made such a suggestion. That if you hold like Reb Shimon and Mesa, I think he quotes from the Urim like that. That if Mesa Yaakov am not mitame ba'ohel, the kohen is not muzer on tumas Mesa Yaakov because it's like a behema. And the generally accepted opinion is not so. We assume that still machomer kohen am muzer on tumas mesim, even if Mesa Yaakov, even if one should assume Mesa Yaakov not mitame ba'ohel, but still mitame b'magam masa, so be the full isa. That's what the Achrayim have. The Mishlam Melech talks about. The Jews were always in business to make money. So the Shaila was, when they first discovered the mummies in Egypt and they shipped them off to Europe to show the whole world what the mummies were like, so the Jews were involved and there were Kohanim involved also in the shipping. So that was the Shaila, whether Mesei Yaakov or Osa Bahanoah, they were charging money, they were selling mummies. So the shaila is, if something is also on us, you're not allowed to sell it, to charge money, to make money on it. So that's one discussion Mishlam Melech has, where the Mesa Yaakma Rosa Bano, the Gemara has a dinner, Mesa is also Bano. So all the Rishonim say, all the Gemara is the Babli, but the Rishonim, all the Rishonim seem to say that Mesa Yaakma Muta Bano, because the Pasuk that teaches us that the Mesa is also Bano is by Miriam. The Gemara learns that Exerashav Sham Shame Egla Rufa. Barfi Sham is Egla Banachal. It says the word Sham, and we know that Egla Rufa is Zasmano. So that's how we know that Mesa is Zasmano. So the Pasuk only talks about a Jewish dead body. It doesn't talk about a non-Jewish dead body. The Gemara didn't say, no one ever said it, that Tumas Mace should only apply to women and not to men. Nah, that doesn't make any sense. She said only should only apply to Nevi'im, because Miriam was a Nevi'im. Nah. Navi, that doesn't make any sense. But to say it only applies to Mesei Son, not to Mesei Yaakov, that all the Mishnayim say like that. That the Gemara seem to say like that. In Shulchan Aruch it says that the Mesei Yaakov are Rosa Bahanoah. So the question is, where did that come from? That's from the later Rishonim. So that's a chumra that they introduce. It's like a minig. It's a new chumra. And the Gemara is beferish that it's muta. So that's one part the Mishnah Melech has. When he started dealing with the mummy, so one issue was, is it also bano? So he says, v'ikiradin meisi akama muta bano, and the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramo quotes in the end of Yeridei, Behilchus Kvura, that you should avoid getting hanor from meisi akama. Shlom Zalman Oyebach has a discussion. When a Kohen goes to medical school, so they study anatomy that enables them to practice medicine, to study anatomy by using a dead body. They use a cadaver. So you get a hanor. You're learning anatomy from a dead body. So if you use meisei akum, so we assume that it's muta b'hanor. But the Ramo says you should be machma not to get hanor from meisei akum. So Shlomo Zalman writes that since the whole din is only a chumra, not to get hanor from meisei akum, Medina de Gemara, all the Rishonim say it's mutter. So b'ki hai gavna, the coin is, you can't really say he's doing a mitzvah. Once he knows medicine, so then he does a mitzvah when he heals the patients. When he's studying medicine, he can't really say that he's doing a mitzvah. But he's preparing, it's a heksha mitzvah. He's preparing himself to treat sick people. So it's a makam tzorach, a makam mitzvah. So there's room to be mekel over there. To revert back to the Ikar HaDin. What?
And it's not even
from Shachri,
because it's handover.
Right.
That's not a
reason.
How would they
make up
by that?
That you can't be Mako. Maga Masi, you can't be Mako.
I mean,
wait a minute. That's the second Shiloh.
Right.
The first Shiloh was also Bahano, so no one's allowed to.
Right.
Even non Kohanim, I'm not allowed to go to medical school. So as far as Yisano is concerned, so that Rishlam Zaman says that we're Mako because it's a Shtikal Mokamitz. Then the Shiloh is about Kohanim. Then you have the Shaila about Kohanim, whether these mummies are Matami Boil. So he goes into this discussion with the Machlegs of Shimon and Rabbanim, with Machmarana. So that's what they have a whole discussion. How can you see to it, if you want to go to a museum, how can you see to it that the mummy is in a different room and the Tumah shouldn't go into this room? What if the mummy is in a glass case? In a separate glass case. Is that Chaitzis Bifnei Atum or not? So they have detailed discussions of this. Yeah?
Did Rosh Hashanah say with regard to his medical schools in Israel, when the doctors who seem to probably come from Jews?
He's working on the assumption that it's a non-Jewish cadaver. I think usually in medical schools in Eretz Yisrael, the cadavers come from non-Jews, from Arabs. I think usually.
Is this the head there that
I don't know what other hetter there is.
Does everyone agree to this hetter?
There are many Jewish people going to medical school.
I understand.
If I'm going to medical
Jewish
school,
that's a lot of things.
No, there are observant Jews. No, we assume like that. No. We assume the Meisakim are Rosh Hashanah is just a Chumra. Mikra Din is really Muta. And if you have a Tzorach like this, so we make them. But the Shaila Kohanim, that's the Shaila. So if they're going to do Maga Masa, so that the Mishnah Melech says, we don't accept that opinion that since Meisei Akma not Matami Ba'oil, says Dina Kibahema. We don't hold like that. We hold that it's really also for the Kohanim to do Maga Masa. And the Shaila is even Ohel. So that's the Shaila. Is there room to be Mekel on Ohel if it's Oil Hamshacha? So that's where Moshe Feinstein came from. In Europe, that was the practice. They followed the son-law of the Nesivis. So that's what Moshe used to say, that the Kohanim only have to be careful not to be mile on top of the mace, but they don't have to worry about Oil Hamshach. And many others disagree with the whole thing. They thought that the whole son-law was misquoting and it didn't make any sense at all. Okay, enough, yeah.
Should the Kohen have to be careful not to go on the bridge?
Because
there might be a Jewish
Levaya. On the lower level of the bridge. The rov is, most of the time there's no ohel there. The rov is that there's no mace. If you have a miyot ha-motzei, then you have to be choshesh. So how long, you have to figure out how long does it take to cross the bridge and how often do they have mesim on the lower level going? Is it a miyot ha-motzei, miyot she'en ha-motzei? So let's say, we usually assume, like the Mishkan and Sianka, Mir Tamatzi is 10%. Is there a 10% chance? One out of every 10 times that he crossed the bridge, on the lower level, there's going to be a dead body there. Probably not. You have to find out. How often do they take mason? I don't know. I remember once I was going to the Hamowak. One rabbi was driving me. There was a rabbinical conference in the Hamowak, and it was on a Monday night, I remember. So rabbi, I gave a shiur in Flatbush, and the rabbi from the shiur drove me to, he was gone also. And his car broke down just as we crossed over the bridge. So we had a whole ASIC. You had to wait till someone came to fix the car, to take the car to tow it away. And then we were stuck there all by ourselves. So some chassidish fellow volunteered to drive us to the Hamowak. So we thought that was too much. So he drove us home. So he was telling us when he drove us home that he's a kohen, and he never goes on the lower level, because he was once going on the lower level at this 3 o'clock in the morning, and they were bringing a dead body from New Jersey into New York. Usually it's the fakir. Usually they take the dead bodies from New York into New Jersey. So he said they were taking a dead body from New Jersey into New York at 3 o'clock in the morning. So he says ever since then, and he's a kohen, so he became tamei. So he says ever since then he never goes on the lower level. He's always concerned about it. I don't know, mikra adin. My guess would be it's probably mir chena matzah, but you got to find out.
Do we treat shalas and tumas kohanim as iser, as toma, like robe or mir matzah? It's like a iser heter type of...
We have a cloud that Safik Tuma Bishus Arabim Sveika Tohor and Safik Tuma Bishus Ayochit Sveika Tomi. So the Minchas Chinuch on the beginning of Parsha Semor raises that question. Do you say that Safik Tuma Bishus Arabim Sveika Tohor means that you're Tohor, but still Safik the Raisa Luchumr? So the Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a Safik Meis and a Bishus Arabim. Or do you say no, that the Yisr Kohanim is a function of the Tuma? So since we would say Safik Tum Shus Rab Tor, so you can't say that there's an issue. So that's the Minchas Chinuch raises that Safik. Tosis in Ksubis, the end of the second parak, writes Beferish Lahokel, that the Iser is a function of the Tuma, and if it's a Safik Tum Shus Rab, you go Lahokel, so it's Mutah for the Kohanim to be Metamideh. People sometimes like to make weddings in exotic locations. So one family of Kohanim decide they're going to make their wedding at some museum in Brooklyn where they have mummies in the basement. So one of the rabbis checked it out, and it turned out that the room where the mummies are is completely a different location, and it didn't pose a problem. But in the Museum of Natural History, it's not so fashion. They have dead bodies there from years ago, probably non-Jewish dead bodies. So we machmed the kohanim shouldn't be mitami ba'ohel even temeseyatim, even oil am shocha. And Taka Kohanim shouldn't go there unless they make an oil that's Chaitzis Befnei Atum. So recently, when was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, different Jewish organizations made fundraising dinners there, Museum of Natural History, so the Taka had to build a whole big wall to be Chaitzis Befnei Atum. Okay, let's see a little, that's a cheerful break. About Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Lords, Tumas Kohanim, good. Now we're back to a little bit Bufana Nechtav. Not really, not yet. Okay. What's a din if I have a shtar that says that you gave me all of your assets and you're in Eretz Yisrael now, and I come, and you, all of your assets are here in Chutz Lords, and I come and I say I want to take over the whole company, the whole business and everything, and I have a shtar that says you gave it to me. So the Tosfos points out on the first daf that we won't let the guy minat Torah, the shtar was a good shtar, and minat choshish, maybe it's mezuyif. But with the Rabbanan, Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos on Beis Manal that we'll have to say tanina mezuyif, because otherwise lo shapkes chay l'chol beria, everyone will come to clean out all the fellow's assets when he's not here. So you certainly say tanina in such a case. What if a woman comes, the woman has a get, the woman will hold on to the get, and the get has zedek hasima, the zedek hasima serves as a shtarai that the woman was nizgarsha. So will the bezin say it's mezuyah who won't allow her to remarry? So the Tosfos said no, mishum miguna kila berabon. That's what Tosfos says. That's why you don't say tanina mezuyah. Then we had the Ran on the Rif said a different explanation. He said tanina mezuyah is only psach pichalilim, is only in an area of dinimam, and it's not to let someone take away his property, his possession. But over here, what? She's taking herself away from her husband. The isha is not b'mayna shalapal. You should say taninan to support the muhzor. Whatever the explanation is by the isha, you don't say taninan mezuyah. If the isha has a get, and the get has eide hasima, and it serves as a shtarayish and his garsha, so we leave it like that. A unless there'll be Ir Habar. Ir Habar, so then Ir Rav Shnayim, they'll say it's Mizuyah. But then we'll have to do something. Okay. Because man, there's no ear, so you don't make any fuss. So what if an Ebek Nine, he has a Shtar Shichra, he comes into Shul, he wants an Aliyah, he wants to lek film, he wants to be mitzdarf to the minion, he wants to daven for an omen, he has Yahrzeit today, whatever. So they said, what do you mean? You're an Ebek Nine. He says, no, here's my Shtar Shichra. Even after the Shtar Shichra, he has to go to the mikveh. So he went to the mikveh. Well, Chassidim went to the mikveh. He went also to the mikveh. Shai. And, huh? Ich weiß. Okay, has no apidin. He's not related to his grandfather. He wants to observe the Yahrzeit anyway. Okay. So let's say the Eved has his shtar shichra and he comes into the shul. He wants a daven for an omen and wants an aliyah. So do we allow him or do we say mezuyif? And the odon is not here. The odon is in Eretz Yisrael. So would we say tanin and mezuyif? So the Gemara says you would not say tanin and mezuyif. Just like you don't say tanin and mezuyif for the Isha. Whatever, so by the Eved Tani also, even though the explanation that the Ran gave wouldn't apply over here, the Eved is Mamona Shal Abal. He said the Isha is not Mamona Shal Abal, but the Eved is Mamona Shal Ha'adon. But nonetheless, that's what it says in the Gemara. If the Eved comes with a Shtar Shichur that says he's Meshuchur, and he jumps into the mikveh, so we assume that he's an Eved Meshuchra and it's all fine. The shaila is, what if the Eved has a Shtar Shichra that says, Atzmecha Nechosai Kinuyim Loch? It says, Hariyato Ben Chorin, and not only am I being Meshachar you, I give you possession of all of my property. The Odin wants to free him, and he wants to give him a start in life, and he gives him the factory in New York. It belongs to you. So the Eved is not Neman to walk off with the factory. Because then that's like regular dinim mamonis. That you say tanin mezuyif l'shachkut chay l'chol beri. Even though mezuyif is a milsa l'shchicha, and taisa shita and baba basra dafain. And over here is that usually on a milsa l'shchicha you don't say taninon, but you have no choice. If it's a shtar matana, you have to say tanin mezuyif. Otherwise l'shachkut chay l'chol beri. So the Eved comes with the shtar shichah that says hariyata ben chor, haray kol nechasa krum l'cha b'matana. So the Eved, so with respect to the Kol Nechas and the Kenoim L'chav Matana, we will say Tanin Mezuyif. With respect to the Shichra, we will not say Tanin Mezuyif. So halfway we do believe and halfway we don't believe. So that's what the Gemara says. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a Brice, Eved Shevi Gito, the Kosovo, it says, Atzmech Anachasai Kenoim L'chav. Atzmech Kone L'chav means it's a Loshen Shta Shichra. Nechas and Kenoim L'chav, it's a Shta Matana. So the Brice assumes the din is Atzma Kona Nechosim Lekona. You don't say Tanin Mezuyah with respect to the Shichrur like by Isha. You don't Mishum Meguna Kila Berabana. So by Yevet also, we don't Tanin Mezuyah. But as far as the Nechosim is concerned, we do Tanin Mezuyah, we don't believe. So this is usually known, I mean, the Yevet says that the Odin freed me and he gave me the Shtar Shichrur. So we believe the Yevet. Let's say an Isha comes with a get. The Isha was married for the last 1 year. The Isha comes with a get, and we say, no, he's still married or not? She says, I don't know. She doesn't know, so then the get doesn't say anything. But if the Isha says, I was married for 25 years, my husband gave me the get, and this is the get, and he said, Hariyata Megureshes Memenim Teres L'Chaladim. So if the woman tainas that, then we say, well, this is included in the Haggadah Zedah of the Shtar. But if she doesn't taina, then not. So over here, the Eved comes with the Shtar Shichur, he comes to Shul, he wants a daven for an omid, and we say we believe him. With respect to the Shichur, we believe him. With respect to the Matonis, with respect to the Nechasim, we don't believe. So that's what we usually refer to as Pagin and Nemonis. A person sometimes has Nemonis on one thing, but he doesn't have Nemonis on another thing. That you have a lot of times like that. Rabbi Chana Vassman has a famous essay where he quotes different sources. One of the many sources is, take for example, a woman is an aguna, and an echad comes and says that her husband is dead. So the echad, so there's a machmikar adin midya rais, and the echad is not believed to say meis baila. And they made a takana mid rabbanon. However, that works that the echad is believed to say meis baila. So the Gemara says the echad is only believed with respect to aguna, that she's allowed to remarry. Let's say to assume that the husband is dead, now the children should take over the business, and the children are going to decide to sell the business and to change everything. So ad kadei kach na. The Gemara says you don't believe in Eidechot with respect to the Mori, the Orshim, the Nachalo, only with respect to Heter Aguna, not with respect to other things. So that's called Pagin and Emanis. You have a lot of times. Let's say Eidechot Nemen Be'isurim. There's an issue that's where can you have a case? I don't remember. Where can you have a case? Sedechot is nema be yisurim. Sedechot is only nema with respect to yisurim. If there'll be an element of dinim amenis involved, so he won't say, or an element of davar shebi'er involved, Eidech will not be believed. It's only a nema with respect to yisurim, not with respect to the other aspects. So this brayse is another example of pagin and emanis. The Eved is believed to say that the Odom gave me the shtar shichur is meshachem me vis-a-vis the shichur, just like the Isha is nemanis to say. You don't tie the mizuyah. But the Eved is not believed to say the Odom gave me the same thing that he said. He's not nemanis, I'm going to give to the nechasim. That's pagin and emanis. So now the Gemara has a suffix. Iboy luhu. What if the shtar shichur doesn't say atzmecha nechasa k'noim lecha? If it says atzmecha nechasa, basically it's two different stories in one. Is a shtar shichur that says hari ata li atzmecha atzmech kane lecha, then it says kane lecha k'nim lecha b'maton. So it's really a shtar shichur, and it's also a shtar kinyan. What if it just says one lashon kol nechasa k'nim lecha b'maton? So if you write kol nechasa, that includes within it shichur and a shtar kinyan that he should acquire ownership of all the property. The Rishonim point out over here. If I'm giving a matana to someone else, or I'm selling all of my property to someone else, and I write nechasa k'noim l'cha b'matana, I didn't write kol nechasa, I wrote nechasa k'noim l'cha b'matana b'mechira. So the eved is included, the karka, the metaltalim, the eved, everything's included in the lashon nechasa. But if I give the shtar to the eved himself, I want that shtar to serve as a shtar shichra. Then it has to say kol nechasa. If it just says nechasa k'noim l'cha b'matana, so it sounds like the din is that yad ebit yad rabbi. If you give a matana to your rabbi, kol mashikana evikan rabbi goes back to the yodon. So the Gemara raised the question later in the Masechta, how can you ever be mishachar and evikani? When you give a shtar shichra, it's like giving the shtar shichra from your right hand to the left hand. So the Gemara answers that gita v'yad aboin k'echad. So that chiddush din gita v'yad aboin k'echad is only if you gave a shtar shichra. But if I write nechasa k'noim l'cha b'matana to the evikani, nechasa k'noim l'cha. So it sounds like I'm kidding. It sounds like I never said I'm freeing him. I'm just giving him all the other assets aside from himself. If I give a shtar to somebody else and I write, I'm selling you my nechasim, nechasai, mechurim lecho, nechasai, knurim lecho b'matona. So the word nechasai alone includes karka avarim and avarim. Karka, metalkalim plus avarim. But if I'm giving the shtar shichru to the Yevet, so then the Gemara seems to insist it has to say kol nechasai, knurim lecho b'matona. Fine.
Will this make a difference if you hold like Rav or Shmuel later? That,
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. This is a Lashon Meniyadam. But the word Nechasa, if you're giving ownership of it to another person, Nechasa includes everything. Karka and Metatulim plus Avadim. But if you're giving the Shtar to the Eved himself, so it only includes the Eved if it's explicit. If it says Kol Nechasa, it's not. The Rabbi Shmuel have a Machlek, it's an Aloche. This is in Loshem Meniyadim, in Umdenis, Loshem Meniyadim. So this they know, if you write Kol Nechasa K'noim L'cha B'matana, this they know. How do they know? Because it's a Mishnah Peya. Let's quote two lines from the bottom of Chesem and Beis. This non, they quote a Mishnah Peya. Because it's Kol Nechasa L'yav D'yotze Ben Chorin. Because he wrote Kol Nechasa. If he wrote Nechasai, Loshem Meniyadim is not, the Shichur is not included. But if you write Kol Nechasai, it's good. That's an interesting Chiddush, that's acceptable for a Loshon of a Shtar Shichra. Let's say I give my wife a get, and I write in the get, Hariat Muteris L'chol Odom. That's good, that's what it's supposed to say. That's what it says later, Gufa Shal Get, Hariat Muteris L'chol Odom. That's supposed to be the text of the get. Where's that Mishnah? Pehei? The last line of Pehei Amar Aleph, Gufa Shal Get, Hariat Muteris L'chol Odom. What if I give a Shtar Shichra to my Shivcha Knainis, and I write in the Shtar Shichra, Haret Materis L'chol Odom. So the Gemara says that's no good. Why is that no good? So the Rishonim have two shades of interpretation. Why? So some Rishonim say because it's not correct. It doesn't really describe Shichra. When the girl is a Shivcha Knainis, she's only Materis to Ever Knainis, she's Asura to Bnei Chorin. And once I'm Shachar her, so then she's Asura to Evet Kanaini and she's Muteris to Bnei Chorin. So you can't write Hariya Muteris L'chol Odom. It's not a correct description of the situation. What if I write in Ishtar Shichra Hariya Muteris L'Bnei Chorin? I'll write Hariya Muteris L'Bnei Chorin. So that's a description of the result. After shichur occurs, that's a description of the result. Will that be able to serve as a shtar shichur? So some rishonim say no, it's no good. Some rishonim say the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Hariyah Materas L'chol Adam is not a valid nusach for a shtar shichur. So the rishonim have two shades of interpretation there. The Tosfos HaRosh has two pshatim. So some rishonim say because it's not a correct description of the results. If it would have been a correct description of results, it would have been acceptable. And other shem say, no, you're supposed to say in a shtar kinyan, you're supposed to write what the kinyan is. Hariyat tor liatzmecho, hariyat liatzmech, harini mishachar oisach. You don't write the results. You don't write the results. How come by the get you write hariyat materis l'chol adam? So that's the question, is that the result? What is gerishin? Gerishin means, I divorce my wife and mimele she's materis l'chol adam. Or do you say, no, I'm mater l'chol adam. That's the direct. It's not the result of the gerushin. That is the gerushin. The husband is mata, the wife l'chol adam. So it could be that some rishonim hold hariat muteris l'chol adam is not the result of the gerushin. That is the actual. That's what the kinyan of gerushin is. He's mata, the woman lashuk. But if you give a description of results, that's not acceptable for a normal shtar shichur.
Don't you see from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says if he's megarish his wife, v'yad muteris l'chol adam.
Yeah.
So that's a reyat hakeh. Over there, she's anim megarishes. So why is she anim megarishes? If the muteris l'chol adam is just the result and it's not the gerushin itself, then why is she anim megarishes? It should be megarishes, just there's no result.
The get is only valid if it brings about a result.
You know that's just a tanai in the whole maisa, and that's not what the maisa is itself.
Yeah. It says in the pasuk, "Shilchem beis avahalcha ha'isal yishachem." So gerushin is only valid if it allows her to remarry. If he divorces his wife in such a way that it's not avahalcha ha'isal yishachem, so it's not a good gerushin in the first place. Yeah. See here, this is a chiddush. This mishnah pair is already a chiddush. Hakasuk kol nachasuk liavad yotze mecher. That's already a chiddush. That's a valid lashon for shtar shichur. If I write Hari Kol Nachasa Kruim Lacha B'Maton, if I write Nachasa Kruim Lacha, so the Rishonim explained the Eved Knani is not included. But if you say Kol Nachasa, so Agav Oli Ad Nachasim, he himself is also included in the Shtar. So now the Gemara has a Shaila. Iboy Elohu, where we left off. What if the Shtar doesn't have two Lashonis? Atzmecha Nachasa Kruim Lacha. With two Lashonis, it's two different Shtaris. Let's say I have a Shtar that says a makna with a Kenyan star, one factory, one farm that I own in New Jersey, a makna to Ruvain, and the other factory, the other farm, Karkas, Niklas Bishtar, makna to Shimon. And I say, I want you to pick up the star to be kind of the one factory for you and the one factory for the other one. So it's two stars in one. There's one star for you, one star for the other person, two different stars. So here also, if it says, Atzmecha Nachasa Kun V'chav Matana, so they're really two different stars. One star is the Shichur, Atzmech konei loch. The other star is the kinyan. What if it says kol nachasik konei loch b'matana? It's one loshen ashtar on both the shichrur and the ownership of the property. So the Mishnah says in Pei that's acceptable. So now it's a machlokes abai v'rove whether that din of the previous brisa that we just read would apply over here. The Eved comes and we would say taninan mizuyav vizavi ole nachasim, but we wouldn't say taninan mizuyav vis-a-vis the shichra. So we're going to say that the Lashon kol nachasa kirin b'chav matana, which basically is a Lashon on matana and all the property. So here, it's not going to function when you get to all the other property, because we say tanina mezuyif. But we'll say it's going to function when you get to the shichra of the eviknayin. So you have a Lashon that only goes on shichra eviknayin, and it says kol nachasa kirin b'chav matana. That's is funny. It should say Hariyato le'atzmecha, Hariyato ben chayrin, Hariyato kone le'atzmecha. But it says, kol nechasa k'rin l'cha b'matana, it's really a loshen of dini mamon, it's really a loshen of matana. So we say included in the matana is also his own shichrur. Everything is included. But now it's going to come out that that's all that's included. So that's a machloikis abai v'rabi. So abai says, mitoch shech kone atzmo, kone nechasa. He says he can't split. It's one shtar on everything. So since the chachamim said that just like by Isha, we shouldn't go to Kila Be'Rabbanan, and we don't say Taninan. So too, by the Abiknani, we don't say Taninon, so we don't have to have a Kiyum on the Shtar Shichrus. You don't have to, nor in, if you want to say you don't need a Kiyum on the Shtar Shichrus, so the whole Lashon that it says, Kol Nuchas Ekran Luchab Matana, the Shichr is included within that. So you have to say the whole Lashon is good. The Bai says, in this case, we're not going to say Taninon. Mitoch Shikana Atzma Kol Nuchas, since Midirabonim, there's no Taninon Mizuyah vis-a-vis the Shichrur, so you have to say that Lashon is acceptable. So it has to be that it's good all the way, and there's not going to be a Tanina Mezuyah found the rest in the Chasim either. So Rava says, why should you insist like that? Bishleim Atzma Lik Nemidah to have a Get Isha. The Chachamim made it equal, just like by Get Isha you don't say Taninan, but Erev Kanani also don't say Taninan. Elan Chasim Lik Nemidah to have a Kim Shtar as the Alma. You always say Taninan, you always say Tanina Mezuyah. Usually you say Tanina Paruah B'migdah Mezuyah when you have no choice. By Matana, the Torah says, but you're going to say Paruah B'migdah Mezuyah. There is no Paruah. The Torah says, because it'll be Loshav Kaschai L'chol Beres, you have to say that Tanina Mezuyah in rare cases. So Rabbi says, no, on half we'll say Tanina Mezuyah, and the other half we don't. Hadar Amar Abaye, Tosis points out on the bottom, Hadar Abaye is not that he was influenced by the Taina that Rabbi said. He just totally ignores Rabbi over here. Rabbi says, on the half of the Shichrur, there's no Tanina Mezuyev. On the half of the Shah Nechasim, there is Tanina Mezuyev. So it boils down in the end of the day, the Lashon, Kol Nechasa, Kenoi Lechab Matana, only is valid vis-a-vis the Shichur of the Yevid. And Rabbah doesn't see any problem with that. And Abai just rubs in the wrong way. It cannot be. The Lashon, Kol Nechasa, Kenoi Lechab Matana, is valid as a Lashon Shichur, Agav, the Matna Shah Hanechasim. But you can't say that it's going to turn out that Kol Nechasa Kenoi Lechab Matana is going to go only on the Shichur Abiknani. Let's say the owner only owns one thing in the whole wide world, absolutely penniless. He's mafka all of his property. He tells us he's mafka. He makes a declaration in front of us. Mafka all of his karka metalkum, everything he doesn't own a penny except for the Evid. Then he gives the Evid a Shtar Shichur that says Kol Nechasa Kenoi Lechab Matana, and he only has one Nechasim. He only has one Neches. This Evid. So would that be acceptable? Would that be valid? So that's what the Gemara has. That's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. Can the Lashon Kol Nechasai, if the Lashon Kol Nechasai goes on all the other, the Mishnah says that it's valid. The Mishnah Peah says, Kol Nechasai Kenoim V'chav Matana, so the Shichur is included in the Kol Nechasai. But what if Kol Nechasai only applies to the Eved K'nayni? Is that a valid Lashon of Shichur Eved K'nayni? It's a valid Lashon if it's Agav Shar Matnas Nechasai, but if it only goes on Shichur, so that's a machlekes Abai v'Rava. So Rava doesn't see what's wrong. Rava says, the Gemara calls a pagina dibura. Has nothing to do, pashtus, has nothing to do with the pagina dibura and the other mesichtis and shas. It's a totally different issue over here. Means over here, the whole lashon, kol nechasa, kol nechasa, matana, boils down only to shichur av le'evik nani. Is that a valid lashon? It's not describing, it's a lashon from chashim mishpat. Hilchas matnas karkas and chashim mishpat. Hilchas shichur av le'evik is in Yerideya. So the Lashon, Kol Nechasa, Tchoyin Lechom Matana, that's the Lashon from Choshe Mishmat. Why is it in Peya? Is a good question. Why is it in Mishnah's Peya? Should be in somewhere. Should have been somewhere over here, in Gittin, in Baba Basra or something. But it's in the Mishnah in Peya. So Rava says it doesn't bother him, and Abai says no. It has to go together. It can't be that the Lashon is going to be good for the Shichur Abiknaini, and it's not going to be good for anything else. So originally Abai thought, because the Chachamim don't want to say Tanina Mezuyah Fizavi Get, they don't want to say Tanina Mezuyah Fizavi Shechur Abiknaini, so we have to say Miktoch Shekana Atzmo, Nechasim Kona Nami Nechasim, they're not going to say Tanina Mezuyah Fizavi. Then Hadar Amar Abai, unrelated to what Rabbi said, Hadar Amar Abai rethought it, he said, no, Fakem, Miktoch Shelok Kona Nechasim, Lok Kona Atzmo. In this case, he can't say that it's Yotze Ben Chur, because we are going to say Tanina Mezuyah Fizavi all the Nechasim. Because Lo Shavkes Chayv Chol Beria, Taisa says on the first half. People are going to hold up, the other people are going to forge a star and then collect all the Nechasim Shalai B'fon. So you have to say Taninon. So since we say Taninon and the star is not valid for anything else, so then it's not going to be good for the Shichur Eved K'nayni either. So that such a Lashon is only good for Shichur Eved K'nayni if it's Agav the Haknoah of the Shana Chasim. And again, Rava disagrees. Amalei Rava, according to the both versions of Abai, Amalei Rav, Bishleim and Nechasim Leilik Nemidah to have Yakim Shtar is the Alma you need Kiyum because he Tainem Mizuyif Alatz Malik Nemidah to have Yagedisha. They want it to be Mashva Gedisha Mishum Egin Akila Berabban, and you don't say Tanina, so they're by Shichur Rav Kanani also. Elam Rav, Rav says no Echad Zev Echad Zev. But whether the Loshen of the Shtar Shichur says Atz Mechanochas Aknoim Luchav Matona, or whether the Lashon says kol nachasa kenu lachamaton echadze, both lishoynes of ishtashichur. In the Lashon Abatim, Chenachasa, Abai is also masking. That was a brisa before. Atzma Kana Nachasim Laikana. Abai agrees to that. He says, because that's a Lashon Shichur. Hare Ato Kana Liatzmacha. Hare Ato Liatzmacha. And then it says, Kol Nachasa Kana Nachasim Laikana. It says, they're really two different stories. Abai also agrees there. That that's a Lashon Shichur. But the Machlekes Abai Barav is if it says it in one Lashon, Kol Nachasa Kana Nachasim Laikana. So that's a Machlekes Abai Barav. The Gemara uses the Lashon whether you say Pagin and Dibura. What does it mean Pagin and Dibura? They use the Lashon Kol Nechasai, and it's only going to function, it's only going to be relevant when it gets to Shichur. Is that a valid Lashon for Shichur when it doesn't include Dini Mominis at all? So one of the Amorim confronts Rava, Omer LeRavacha Bar Masna LeRava, Kiman, whose Shita are you following? Kereb Shimon, the Omer, Pagin and Dibura, this now we have this Mishnah Peye, that deals with your case. That's chiddush number one. That's already a chiddush, the first line in the Mishnah. That if you write kol nechasa kenuim l'cha b'matana, that's valid to serve as a lashon for shtar shichur. That's already a chiddush. So the Mishnah says it, so it's okay. Okay. What if he writes shir karka kolshu? What if he says kol nechasa kenuim l'cha b'matana chutz mi karka ploini? Except for one karka. So then Tanakama says, Lo Yotza ben Chayrin. Why is Lo Yotza ben Chayrin? So what does Rashi say? So first Rashi quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra. Shir karka koshu is lav dafke karka. It doesn't matter whether shir karka is shir metalpon. If he says, chutz mi dova plaini, except for this automobile, except for that television, so it's going to be the same issue. Says, why is Lo Yotze Ben Chorin? Why is it? And that's a machlekes HaTanoi. So why does the Tanakama hold Lo Yotze Ben Chorin? So what does Rashi say? Bishleima Reisha, the last four lines in the Rashi. Lo Yotze Ben Chorin, Bishleima Reisha, where he says, Kol Nachas, Kol Nachas, Matona, the Lo Goli Daite, the Nachas, the Shiur. He doesn't say he's going to leave anything out. Lo Yamin in the Shiur. He's not leaving anything out, he's giving everything to the Yevit. Abel Hocha, the Nachas, the Shiur, since he says, except for this automobile, except for that horse, except for this chess game, whatever. He's leaving out some karka, some metaltalim. But over here, Aval Hocha, if he leaves that karka, ploini or metaltalim, ploini, the nochis lishure, therefore aminon, perhaps lididei nami shir. Maybe just like he's leaving out dova ploini, that he specifies, maybe he's leaving out the evid also. So what did he write kol nechasa kunin l'chav matana for? To give him a good feeling. V'chiyama kol nechasa kinu l'cha matana ashan nechasim ko amar, and it's not valid because kol mashi kana kana rabba en yad le'evid below rabba. If I give a matana to my evid, it's like giving from my right hand to my left hand. So what did I give him? L'chnufa le'kosi v'lo shichirei. I just meant to give him a good feeling, to pat him on the back. I really like him very much. I give you everything I have, but it's meaningless because the kol zman doesn't get a shichur. He doesn't go free. Kivin de loyom alei atzmecho nechosai. So the Tanakame, that's how Rashi learns, at least at this point. Gemara is going to back out from that soon. So the Tanakame says, if he says shir karka kosher, if he leaves out chutz midova pliny karka metalpalim, doesn't make a difference. So then Tanakame says we have to be concerned. Maybe since kivin de nochas lishiyura, since he's leaving something out. So we are concerned, maybe the today Namishi, maybe he's leaving out the Yevin and the whole star is not meaningful at all. And Rab Shimon disagrees. Rab Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama that if he specifies, I'm leaving out one chess game, or I'm leaving out one house, I'm leaving out one field or one factory, a specific item, so he only left out that item. Why should you say, Benenachas Nishura, he's being Shadi Yevin also? Unless he wrote, Ashiya Makon Nachas in Sunan Ploni Abdichutz Mechem Biribu Shebehem. He says, I give everything to the Evid Knani, but I want to retain ownership on one 10,000th. Ariba is 10,000. So Echem Meiriba, what is that? 1 over 10,000, is that this 0.0001 or something like that? How many? A couple of zeros, okay. So he says, if I give you 99.999% of all of my property, he's leaving out a tiny percentage, 1 over 10,000. So then the Eved doesn't go free. Why? Because if you Meshachar Chatzi Avdo, so the Eved doesn't go free. So if I say I'm giving everything except I'm retaining a tiny percentage for myself, so he's retaining a tiny percentage of the Eved also. So that's Meshachar Chatzi Avdo. Or Rashi presents it differently. Maybe he means to say, I consider you so worthless. I consider you as if I'm just leaving you out. I'm giving you everything except for yourself. And but the Eved is worth $500,000. He's a young Eved. He's healthy. He can do a lot of work for many years. Maybe the Odnan considers the Eved as being so valueless, he considers him only as being 1/10,000 of the value of all of his property. The rest of the property is 99.999% of his property, and considers the Eved 0.001. Doesn't make a difference whether he considers the Eved 0.001 or 1.001 of the Eved. He's retaining ownership. So Meshachar Chatzi Avdo. So the din of Gita Be'ode Banki Echad doesn't apply. So what is Rabbi Masna is asking Rava? What are you paskening like Reb Shimon? You can't pasken like Reb Shimon. The next line on Testament Aleph, you're not supposed to pass like Reb Shimon. We have a Tosefta in Peya. Why is it Tosefta in Peya? Because that's where the Mishnah is. The Mishnah is in Peya. So the Tosefta comments on the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi praised Reb Shimon Shita very much. So Rab Nachman made a comment, even though Rabbi Yossi Kilei's Divrei Reb Shimon, even though he praises Reb Shimon's opinion, but he doesn't, Halacha L'maaseh, he's not agreeing with him. He says, not a bit svar. It's a nice idea, a good einfall, but we don't pass like that. But Amar Rab Nachman, he says, Afa Pish Kilei's Rabbi Yossi's Reb Shimon, Halacha K'Reb Meir. Tanakam in this Mishnah in Pei is Reb Meir. So he says, even though the Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon, if the Sefta quotes Reb Yossi, praises Reb Shimon, but we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass like the Tanakam. But the Tanya, you have this Sefta. Yishem Dvarim Lefnei, Reb Yossi, Kor Olam Et Mikra Zeh, Sfasayim Yushak, Meishiv Dvarim Nechoichim. Gevaldik, Gevaldik. What does it mean, Sfasayim Yushak? See, they're just two pshotim in Rashi and Tosfos. Sfasayim Yushak, Rashi learns, he deserves a kiss. Reb Shimon deserves a kiss because he said such a gevaldig svar. Taisus says you don't kiss a person because he says a good svar. You smack your lips. Hey, that's good. So Sayim Yushak means you make a motion with your lips to indicate that it's a gevaldig svar, but you don't walk over and kiss Reb Shimon because he said a good svar. Whatever it means, he says, Rab Nachman has a tradition that even though Reb Yossi praised Reb Shimon, but the din still is like Reb Meir. So that's the taina. Rav Adav Amasna has a taina against Rava. You're paskening pagina dibura. Isn't that the machlekes between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon? How is that the machlekes Tanakama Reb Shimon? What does it got to do with the Tanakama Reb Shimon over here? So here's where Rashi and Taisus go to work. What's the connection? Let's see, what does Rashi say on the fourth line from the top of Tesamad Alf? What does Reb Shimon say? He always goes free. Ashminon. From the way it says in the Mishnah, Machlekes Tanakam is Reb Meir. Machlekes Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, you don't see any issue at all of Pagin and Dibura. What does it have to do? Machlekes Pagin and Dibura, the way we explained it is, if the Loshin is a Loshin of Mominus. Kol nechasa kinon lucha matana is a lotion of shtar matana on mamon. And then it's going to turn out, so the Mishnah says, if you say kol nechasa kinon lucha matana, agav, the matana, the Eved gains shichur as well. But if you use a lotion matana, and then it's only going to, bottom line, it's only going to work on the shichur of the Eved Knaini. The Odon of the Eved Knaini makes a declaration and then I'm mafke every stitch of material that I own. In the world, I don't own any karka, I don't own any talm, nothing except for the Eved. Then he gives the Eved a shtar shichur that says, kol nechasa kol nechama maton. So he uses this loshen, kol nechasa, which is a loshen from Choshen Mishpat, borrowed from Didi Mamanis, it's only going to take effect on the shichur of the Eved Knani. So that's the machlokes Abai v'Rav. So what has got to do with Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? So we don't know. So Rashi says, because Reb Shimon uses the loshen, the Yolam hu ben chayr and Ashmi Inon, under all circumstances, in all cases, lo shneicha dekana shana chasi mimik kugon shepirish hashiur sheshir chutz mikarka ploini dehash dekana atzmo u shana chasim chutz men hashiur v'lo shneicha deloi kana shana chasim kugon sh Shalom hiske shem hakarka shashir. The kasev alechutz me beis kur karka. Nachamol. I give a shtar to the eved that says I give you ownership of all of my assets. And he has a lot of karkos, and he writes, except I give you ownership of all the homes that I own, except for one home, and he doesn't specify which home. He has homes all over the world. He has a home in New York, home in Los Angeles, a home in Yerushalayim, a home in Tzfat. He has homes all over the world. So which home did he mean to leave out? So Rashi says that since we're not sure which one he left out, so the lakech gets nothing. Kigon shalehis kishar, kigon shalehis kishem hakarka shashid kasil chutz mebeis kur karka. He's leaving out one field, and he doesn't say which field. So Rashi claims the hashtala konoshum karka. Now the lakech gets nothing. So nonetheless, Reb Shimon says liolam hu ben charvin. He's still yotze lechevus, even though the shtashichur of kol nechas side, the lashon of kol nechas only goes on shichur. So you see that Reb Shimon holds pagina dibur. A lashon of kol nechas side is good to be mishachar neved, even though it's only chal on the shichur. It's not chal on any nechas. That's how Rashi writes. And Reb Shimon is saying it, disagreeing with the Tanakhama. It doesn't really say it in the Mishnah. From the word li'oilam, we figured it out. Li'oilam means under all circumstances, even in such a case. The Rif writes exactly the same as Rashi, that if I write you a shtar, and the shtar says, I give you ownership of all of my property all over the world, except I retain one little house for myself. I didn't say which house I'm retaining, so you don't get any of the houses. Since it's not clear which house I keep and which house you get, so you get nothing. That's how the Rashi writes, that's how the Rif writes. And the Rimagash was the Talmud of the Rif. So the Ran on the side of the Rif quotes, the Rimagash writes like that. And that's how the Rambam writes, that he gets nothing. That he gets nothing. That's the, if you want to look in the Ran, I have a normal edition, the old editions of the Ran. It's page base on a base on the top line. He quotes Zeh Loshon HaRif. Zal, Zeh Loshon HaRif, Zal. The Rif is right over here. So the Ran is Medayik. Menirish Adayta Zal, the cave in the Shir, will appear as Mahu Mishayir. Yochel Litchas HaMekaba Maton, V'loim HaKol Echad V'yechad Ben Anachosim. Zeh Shashyart is Loch HaMatchalei, Zeh Loch HaMatchalei. And it turns out he gets nothing. Kim Shikain, he gets nothing. He gets none of the Nechosim. The third line he writes, that's what the Rimagash, Chen Kosav, Rabbeinu Yosef HaLevi Zal Talmida, the student of the Rif, the Rimagash was a student, that, and the Rambam follows all the time the Rimagash. The Rambam's father was a Talmud of the Rimagash. The Rambam writes that he met the Rimagash when he was a young child, and he gave my bracha that he should be matzliach and learning. So he usually follows. Ruba, the Rambam follows the Rimagash. Ruba, the Rambam follows the Rif. So you have over here Rashi, the Rif, and the Rimagash, and the Rambam, they all say the same thing. If I give you a maton, all of my property, except for one house I retained for myself, and I didn't specify which house, so you get nothing. So Tosa says, how can it be? It's against the Gemara in Bava Basa Daf Kuv Zayin. The top Tosa says, Chatzi sodani moichaloch. I'm selling you a half of this field. I don't say which half. You can divide the field north, south, like this. You can divide it east, west. You can divide it diagonally this way, that way. You can divide it halfway in four different ways. So which half, and then after you divide it four different ways, which half are you going to get? So it's very unclear. So still, the Gemara says, you've got to give me half a field. That's a Beferish Gemara and Baba Basra. Then the Ran quotes a Gemara in the end of Menachas. Gemara in the end of Menachas says Beferish. It's around 20 lines into the Ran on page 4, and base on the base. Perik Yud Gimel de Maseches Menachos, Dav Kuf Chesam and base, Garcinon. There's a price that buys Bein Batayani Mochaloch. I have 100 homes all over the world. I'm selling you one of the 100 homes. I want $50,000. I'll sell you one home for $50,000. So he's kind of one home. So since Hamoitze Machaber, all of Haraya, you want the biggest, most expensive mansion that I have. And I want to give you the least valuable. So it says, I can stick you with the least valuable. Hamotzi Machaver, all of Haraya, the Noisen, or the Moicher is Muchzak on all the 100 homes that he owns. And he can stick the Lekech with the least one. That's the cloud. Yad Balashtar, Allah Tachtoina. That's identical with the rule. I'll be Pashtas is the rule. Yad Balashtar, Allah Tachtoina is just another way of saying Hamotzi Machaver, all of Haraya. So the Lekech So Lekech gets the least valuable of all of the homes. So that's what the Ran, Tainas, he doesn't understand. That's what Tosis Tainas. Tosis asks when the Gemara Bava Basu Kuv Zayin. The Ran quotes Bava Basu Kuv Zayin. Plus, the Gemara Menochas Dav Kuv Chesan and Beis. Bais Bin Botar Ani Mochaloch. Evet Babode Ani Mochaloch. Shor Ben Shvare Ani Mochaloch. So he can stick him with the one that died or the house that collapsed. How can Rashi say that he gets nothing? How can Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rima, gosh, how can they all say like that, that he gets nothing? So the Pnei Yeshua gives a suggestion on our Gemara. Pnei Yeshua wants to say, it depends which kinyan are you using. Are you using kinyan kesef? Or are you using kinyan shtar? If you use kinyan shtar, so the shtar has to describe, according to Rav Meir, that you say, Eri chasim akarsi, so shtar has to be muchach mitoichai. So the shtar has to clarify which house the fellow is being koine. So if it doesn't say which house is being koine, then it's no good. But if you're using a kinyan kesef, so there's no halacha that you need muchach mitoichai. So then, bais bin batar, so that's how the Pnei Yeshua says, a shtikl Torah, charifis. The Gemara in Menachas daf Perek Yud Gimel daf Kuf Chesem Menachas is talking about the Kinyan Kesef. And our Gemara is talking about the Kinyan Shtar. The Kinyan Shtar has to be Muchach Mitoichai. So if you say Bais Ben Botai, that would be no good. Hashem again, if you use the Kinyan Kesef, that would be good.
Who said Rashi holds like Tosis later? Rashi clearly does not hold like Tosis that you need Muchach Mitoichai and Shtar.
No, what's more difficult is we don't pass on like Rab Meir. Rab Meir says you need Muchach Mitoichai. But we pass like Rab Loza, that you don't need Muchach Mitoichai. Even Taisa says you don't need Muchach Mitoichai. So we'll say still, even though Rab Loza holds you don't need Muchach Mitoichai, but you still, the Gemara says, Metaltele Labanim Evet Shtarininu. So we explain what it means is you can't describe the Metaltele in a Shtar. If you'll be able to describe Metaltele, I sell you the Mona Lisa. There's only one in the whole wide world. So I sell you Mona Lisa, then L'charet should be Nikhtam Bishtar. So maybe that's what the Pnei Yeshua writes over here. Anyway, Pnei Yeshua writes, as a Charifus, then he says, but you look in the Chosh Mish, but you look in the Rambam, they don't say what I said. He admits, it's a pilpul. He said, that's not the Pshat. So what is the Pshat in the Rambam? So when you learn Rambams, you never look in the Migdalois. Whoever looks in the Migdalois. So over here, they all say the Migdalois is right. The Makaris HaMishnah says, the Migdalois is the only one who hit the nail on the head. He gives the right shot. The Yosemech says, the Migdalois is right. Everybody says, the Migdalois is right. So for tomorrow, you got to take a look at the Migdalois. Okay. Tomorrow, we'll start from here.